going forward with the Bears, okay, everything's aligned now, Jason. Everything is aligned. What's fair? Because I find myself going, year one for a new head coach is often clunky. He's never had the big whistle. Things will happen, and you're trying to bring along a quarterback that has probably got some football PTSD, considering he had, what, three different offensive coordinators last year?
Yeah, I guess, if you count Chris Beatty at the end, the right? wide receivers coach.
So you've got a little bit of that. So what – I know that no matter what happens, like, as the season gets closer, and we're close because teams are in camp now, right? The two teams that are playing the Hall of Fame game are already in camp.
Chargers and I don't remember the other team.
It doesn't matter. But July 31st, it will matter because it'll just be on our TV and they'll get 7 million viewers for that game.
Bears full team reports a week from tomorrow.
You excited?
Yeah, I'm excited to see how it goes. I mean, it's always interesting with a new head coach to, you know, see how he's changing the way certain guys are used. And it's going to be really interesting to see how Caleb performs and how much of an adjustment period, because I think there's definitely going to be one for Caleb once he gets to live action as far as the way Ben Johnson wants him to play. I think all of that's going to be interesting.
I want to go back over something with you. And look, Herb Howard's going to be in the 4 o'clock, and I'd love to pick you guys' brain about the Bears because you're there every day. But for the Bears fan that's in their car or at their desk right now that's saying, you got to prove it to me. You know, I'm from Missouri. Show me. Like, all of this stuff. What were the things that you took away from the practices and their rookie mini camps and OTA stuff? So again, it's not a perfect snapshot of what you'll see in the season, but what did you take away from it?
Well, first off, I think no one is saying that, what you just said, prove it to me. I think everyone is assuming it. We're 1 year away, 1 year removed from having done that and had it blow up in everybody's face. But don't you think that's the temperature? Don't you think that's where things are at right now? Is no, don't prove it to me. We know it already.
I think Bears fans
everyone
are excited.
Everyone gets the Ben Johnson bump. Everyone assumes Caleb will be top five this year because of it.
All right, maybe it's just me. Like, I've just seen too many things and too many NFL seasons of this was supposed to happen and then it didn't. I'm not saying that they can't be a playoff team. I'm just saying that they are still in the toughest division in football, in my opinion. And there's a lot of growth that has to happen between now and Labor Day before I would be like, oh, yeah, they're absolutely a contender. Plus, you're asking a quarterback to learn something new. And I think he's going to have to learn it at a speed that he might not be as comfortable with. Because Ben Johnson seems to, from what I read when you write in the Sun-Times, from video clips that I see, he's not for the play. Like, he wants this thing done well and done correctly.
That's the biggest thing you notice from the practices. And it's almost as if he, you know, did a survey with everybody of, what were the problems you had with the last guy, with Eberflus? Okay, let me write these down. Undisciplined, blah, 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 you know, low standards, et cetera. And he just makes that, and he's like, okay, these are all the things I'm going to do now. And he would never say that he's doing that. And I doubt that is exactly what happened, because he's got his own personality that he brings. And if you talk to people that Ben Johnson has worked for in the past with Detroit or the Miami Dolphins, they will tell you he's always been some version of what you see now, that it's consistent. But this is what happens a lot of times with sports teams in general, but especially football teams, is they'll flip-flop back and forth. Okay, if we had a guy that was too easy on the players, we're going to get a guy that's way over the top hard on the players. And if the last guy was too much of a tyrant with the players, then we're going to bring in a player's coach, a Matt Nagy type next or something like that. And they just kind of go back and forth. And that's not to say it's not what the Bears need right now, because I think it is. I think there was a lot that went unchecked. When so much is going unchecked last year that the players are coming out and saying it on the record early in the season, these weren't whispers in the hallways of Hallis Hall.
Right.
These were guys saying, hey, it's week three. Alarm's going off. There are big problems at practice. You know,
hey, we don't have a script for games. Yes. And everyone does at least some sort of version of a script. And that guy doesn't have one. And he's got a rookie quarterback that can't overcome that.
Yes.
Someone help us.
We're a month into the season, and all 17 of us team captains have come together and confronted the offensive coordinator about not coaching us well enough.
I think that is, with all the things that we've laid out talking about polls, I think that was his biggest failure. It wasn't the coaches that got fired. It wasn't Matt Eberflus. It was the actual roster was telling you that something was wrong and you didn't do anything about it. And he admitted to it. He said, yeah, we kind of thought there were some things that were wrong in training camp. And it's like, you could have done something. And the fact that the players felt it necessary to go public. Like, we had Jalen Johnson on every week who was telling us what was going on at practice. Cole Kmet was out here like, can someone please fix what the hell is going on?
Keenan Allen. Yes. I mean, guys that have been around for a while know what a good job would look like. And most of those complaints were coming from the offense. And most of them, to be fair, were directed at Waldron more so than Eberflus. But the Waldron thing is probably the biggest concern in Ryan Poles' hiring history. Because he hires Eberflus very shortly after he gets the job. And the team has already been interviewing candidates. And while Ryan Poles has taken ownership of hiring Matt Eberflus publicly, I mean, if you just look at the timeline of it, it looks like at a minimum, Matt Eberflus was kind of pushed on him. And then they have said, Poles and Eberflus, they were really quick. We had to jump on Luke Getsy. It was late in the hiring process. We didn't have a chance to interview. Everybody's getting on planes. Other head coaches are snatching up coordinators from our candidate pool. We had to make a move. When they hired Waldron, it wasn't like that, man.
Nope.
When they hired Waldron, they had so much time, and they had the number one pick in their hand as an attraction to all of these guys to get them in the room with Cliff Kingsbury and Liam Cohen and these guys. They go all over the country doing these hours long.
I mean, they got in the room with Cliff Kingsbury, and now you think about his response to you guys asking him about the process. And now, like, going back, you're like, oh, it was a terrible process. And that's what Cliff was complaining about. By the way, Texter, I wish we had a gift for, like, the Texter prize for Texter of the Day, because this would get it. Lawrence, I'm from Illinois. So I guess take me to a theater for a show and hope for the best. Too soon, man. Too soon. Still too soon.
I think the prize could be, because you're doing the Ozzie Guillen pool party, I think the prize could be I'm holding an unauthorized pool party at Chuck Swirsky's house.
While he's gone?
It's tonight at 11. He's not going to be there. What? Maybe he will.
Maybe. We shall see.